You may have a seat. May I have you just do me a favor, please? Just bow your heads just for a minute as we just kind of come out of worship. And just what a beautiful time of worship. Beautiful time of celebrating the Lord and just singing and just posturing ourselves before Him in a way of saying thank you. Praise means to give thanks. And that really comes in different flavors, and there's many different words, biblical Hebrew words for that word of praise. And I'm excited about our flavor here, and I'm excited about our scene here as we try to take it from chapter and verse and just look at what it means to really celebrate the Lord and to be thankful. So we're just singing Psalm 29, verse 2, has come to my heart in the first service, and it was, ascribe to the Lord the glory that's due His name, and worship Him. I love this. And worship Him in the splendor of His holiness. The word ascribe, it means to give. Give to the Lord the glory. The word glory here, it means that which carries weight, that which is honorable. Give to the Lord the honor or the weight of that honor, the weight of that glory. Give to the Lord the glory or the weight of that honor that is due, watch it, that is due His name. He deserves our worship and He deserves our praise and He deserves our thanksgiving, and not because we're called to have to, not because it's our duty and not our desire, but when you understand truly how great our God is, that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and then Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, put Himself on a cross on our behalf in our place to conquer death, hell, and the grave. Why wouldn't we have that desire to give Him what's rightfully His in our place of praise and to worship Him in the splendor of His holiness? In His presence there is joy, and in His presence there is peace, and in His presence there is hope and there is rest. Lord, we find our hope in You, that it would be our fulfillment of our desire is to worship You and to praise You and to give to You the glory, the honor, the weight that You so rightfully have deserved. That is due You, because You are the one and only true God, and You have no rival, and You have no equal, and nothing compares to You, and there's no match for You, that You are the one true living God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And we honor You in this house this morning during our time of praise and worship, and let it just be easy for us to worship You. Let it be easy for us to be amazed by You and to walk in Your awe and Your wonder this morning because of Your goodness, because of Your grace. Jesus, thank You for the beautiful work of the cross. We love You. We just ask that You, by the Holy Spirit, God, by Your Spirit, You would move amongst us today in the preaching of Your word, that we would hear it and that we would respond to it. Open the eyes of our heart, God. Open the eyes of our understanding today, that we would see it. And God, let Your word, which is seed, fall on good ground today. And God, those seeds that have already been planted there, I pray that we would feed those seeds today, that we would water those seeds today. And God, that You would just do a work in us today. Speak to us. Church, if you're in this place this morning, you would just ask in your heart, say, God, just speak to me today. I'll respond to You. Lord, we thank You for Your word. Your word is alive and powerful. Jesus, thank You. In Your precious holy name. Come on, amen. 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 Come on, I love this. You can turn to Luke chapter 6, please. I'm going to read from Psalm 62 just for a minute, but you can turn to Luke chapter 6, and I'm hoping that you are just coming off of a great week. And I want to get into Psalm 62 because we're looking at We're looking at 2022, right? We're looking at this new year, and with new year comes just new goals and new perspective, I hope, and just new plans. I love goals. I love plans. Man, I love recalculating at the beginning of the year. Man, this is what I'm going to do. Like, maybe you've started your new year resolutions and you've already messed them up, man. Maybe that's it, right? Maybe in the beginning of the year, you said, I'm not going to eat ice cream. Well, that was dumb. Who don't do that, right? I'm going to put away chocolate. Bad idea. Like, that's not a New Year's resolution. That's just stupidity. Like, just don't do that, right? and we look to a new year, and it's a great opportunity to turn the page, and it's a great opportunity to shift even our mindset and our spirit to say, okay, something new. Let's get focused, man. Let's get a plan. Let's get a goal, and let's look at what God would have for us this year. And I believe this: if the Lord would tarry, I believe Jesus could come any moment. Could be today. Might be 1,000 years. Don't know, but I believe He could come anytime. Called us to be ready and be busy. So let's just do that. Let's just be ready for His coming, and let's be busy until He returns, making other people ready for His return. Let's just be on that game. But we look at 2022 and say, if the Lord would tarry, what am I expecting at the end of the year? I mean, I come into this year personally with some high expectations. I pick a word for the year, and I pick a verse or a series of verses for the year. High expectation is not that. But I come into 2022 for Believers Chapel with high expectations, believing that God can do all things. God will do what He says He can do. He will establish His word exceedingly above and beyond all that we ask or think. When we align with His will and we come into our spirit to join with His spirit that's already in direction to building His kingdom, there's nothing that He won't accomplish, and there's nothing that He can't do. And I believe I have a high expectation for Believers Chapel, for this church, for this work. Have a high expectation for you in building your faith to get you to a place of standing on solid ground. And that really does start today for the new year. And I hope that your goals this year really are kind of big. Your faith goals this year are strong. Because today we start a little mini series called Fully Committed. What would our life look like? What would our year look like at the end of the year if we function through this year? What would this year look like if we really function in being fully committed to having every, watch this now, here it is, to having everything filtered through faith first. I'm gonna filter my marriage through faith first. I'm gonna filter parenting through faith first. I'm gonna filter honoring my mom and dad through faith first. I'm gonna put my finances through faith first. I'm gonna put my struggles through faith first. What happens if Jesus Christ, as a Christian and as a believer, that is your nucleus and that is your center, and everything starts there? Everything. Wake up in the morning, starts with Jesus. Walking through the day with Jesus. Go to bed at night, ends with Jesus. What happens when you are truly, fully committed to Christ? And we filter, watch this, we filter everything through the lens of Christ first. Everything through the Word of God first. Everything through faith first. What happens when we as husbands go through faith first? What happens with you as wives go through faith first? You as a dad, you as a mom, you as a son or a daughter towards your parents. What happens when you function from this Word first in decisions that you need to make? You look at the end of 2022, when we get there, if we get there, if Jesus doesn't quite yet return, what would that look like? And Psalm 62, I love this. It says this. It says, Psalm 62, 5, my soul wait in silence for God only. Watch, for my hope, for my soul. The soul is from the inside out. That which is on the inside, that is my heart, my emotions, my soul, my inner person, that which I deal with on the inside. My conscience, my decisions, my emotions, my soul, who I really am. We have to understand, if my soul is good, no matter what's taking place on the outside circumstances, I'm going to be good. I'm going to be okay because my soul is good. But your soul has to be anchored. Your soul has to be in the right foundation of faith first. Watch this. My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope, my confident expectation is in him. Hope here, it means an expectation. My confidence has to be in him. My hope comes from him. What happens in our time of worship, and I want worship to increase here at BC. I want you maybe coming into this space for really just kind of figuring out worship and praise and what does this really look like, where that happens on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday and back together at the congregation. The word for church, it means the assembly of believers. And we do that on Sunday, but it doesn't mean you can't worship on Monday. And there's amazing moments that you can have in your house when you're just even in silence or even with music, and there's this place of praise and there's a place of worship. And there's this response to God. It's my response to God on Monday as well as on Sunday. It's my response to God on Wednesday as well as it is on Sunday. It's my response to God in worship and in praise. And to put the target back on him and put my attention back on him, because in him, that's where my hope is. If you've lost hope, you've lost focus. Please hear me. If you've lost hope, you've lost focus. For my hope, it comes from him. For my hope, my confidence is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. I love this. He only. Where are we turning? He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. Watch this. Here's the good news. I shall not be shaken. I shall not be shaken. Church, what happens in 2022 when you say at the end of the year, man, I had this year and it was crazy and there was the unexpected and there was this and there was that. But you know what? I wasn't shaken. You know what? I got through it. Because I remember in 2021, man, that maybe something similar to that happened. And man, it just shook me. It took me. But what happens when you build your faith? What happens when you begin to see things through faith first, that you went through something in 2021 that just shook you and you're like, ha, what's happening right now? Why am I so weak in this? What's going on in my faith? God, where are you? And then all of a sudden, when you put faith first and you spend time in his word, something happens in 2022, but it's different. No, I will not be shaken. No, I've stood firm and my hope is in place and my soul is good. And even in the midst of crazy, I had crazy last year, but I was a wreck, but I got crazy this year. But there's this peace and there's this joy, and I truly am an overcomer because of Christ, because I began to be fully committed and I began to put faith first. What happens when he only becomes your rock and your salvation and your stronghold? And then I shall not be shaken. And God, my salvation and my glory rests. The rock of my strength, my refuge, my shelter is in God. Trust in him. I love this. Here it is. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him, for God is a refuge for us. Trust in him at all times. Church, we need to be in 2022 to have this unconditional trust. God, I trust you without condition. No matter how bad it gets, no matter where I'm at right now, I can't put a condition on my trust for you. If I believe that my soul waits in you, and I believe that my hope, that confidence, it comes from you, that you are my rock, and that you are my salvation, and that you are my stronghold. And in that, God, I'm not going to be shaken, but in all things, I need to put my trust in you. It's this unconditional trust, which means, God, there's nothing of a condition that I can put on my trusting and my depending upon, my relying upon you. Someone can say amen. Gonna need some love in this 11 o'clock. Here we go. But church, what happens, truly what happens when you see that I'm going to trust in him at all times? There's not going to be a time, there's not going to be a season, there's not going to be a circumstance that I won't be able to trust in him, because I will not be shaken. My confidence is in him. My dependence is upon him. And it's always. And I love this. It says, pour out your heart before him. And the word pour here, it has the thought of this pouring rain. There's a release to this. When a cloud opens up, it releases in rain. And it's the same sense here. When you see this word, it means to pour out your heart. It means that there is an opening up and there is a release to the Lord, for He is my shelter. He is my refuge. Come on, when you look at Luke chapter 6, and I want us to see this morning going into this afternoon, I want us to understand, what does it mean to truly take this year and take the beginning part of this year and begin to change some things, to say, God, it's time to be all in. It's time to be fully committed. It's time to do what you've called me to do. It's time to follow hard after the word of God. It's time to walk in the obedience of the truth of God's word. It's time. It's just time to commit. If you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, you've never committed your life to Him or committed your heart to Him, man, maybe that's today. Maybe you're at that point to say, it's just time. It's time to come to Jesus. It's time to realize, man, we talk about the cross a lot, and we always will, because that is the absolute center. Jesus and the work of that beautiful cross is always the center of who we are. We brag not on ourselves, we brag on the cross. We boast on the cross, Paul says. And we look at this and say, maybe there's a season, maybe it's today, maybe it's very soon, that you know, God, you're moving in my heart, you're moving in my spirit, and I don't know you yet, but I understand that I have a need for Christ. And maybe that's today. Maybe today's the day of that commitment. What happens when you see in Luke chapter 6 where Jesus draws one of those lines in the sand? And I just see him speaking and just kind of pointing a finger to say, where are you at in this? Where are you going to be this year? And we look at this, we pick it up in Luke 6. If you'd follow with me, please. Chapter 6, verse 45, it says this: the good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good. The evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth that which is evil. We got to understand, you reap what you sow. If you're evil, when you are squeezed, evil shows up. When you are good, when you are squeezed, good shows up. When your back is against the wall, you've been faking it for a little while of being good, and all of a sudden you're squeezed, and then evil shows up. Guess what? I love how Jesus just begins to pinpoint some things here. He says this: the good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasures brings forth that which is evil. Watch this: for his mouth speaks, that's what fills the heart. For his mouth speaks from that which fills the heart. And God bless my bride, spoke an amazing word last week. It was great to be on stage with her last week. It was kind of us, like, Renee, I know you got a word. This is great. You and me will high-five each other, and we'll just tag team. And she never let me in the game, man. She just spoke the whole time. Like, you know how you like tag team wrestling? Remember tag team wrestling? One taps out, the other one comes in. Ooh, like that was what I was expecting. I was expecting like a tap. Like, hey, honey, help me out in this. Like, she just kept going. I'm like, I'm not even in the game, honey. I'm like on the sidelines, babe. It was amazing. I'm totally kidding. She crushed it. So proud of my wife. Can we say thank you to Renee, please? She just crushed it last week. So proud of my girl. And just having great reports off of that. My mom and the women's Bible study, had a great conversation with my mom yesterday, and she was like, women's Bible study is just amazing, and it's going so good. It's an unbelievable start, and just a lot of word from Renee's word and great conversation, and there's just a lot that's happening at BC. And I think it is time to prioritize the importance of church. Church isn't the most important. It's obviously Jesus, spouse, children, work, and church. But church is within the top five of priority, where it needs to be on the scale of priority. Church. I love this church, and we love so many amazing things from this church, and a great word from from last week about this year controlling the words that we speak and make sure that our words have authority based off of the word of God. When you're speaking his word, there's authority that is attached to our words because of his word that carries the weight. And that which fills your heart, and I love it, it's equated to good or evil, it's going to show up in your words. It's going to show up in your words. And then I love this because this is where Jesus, he comes in and he brings us in Luke 6. And then he says this, he says, everyone. Well, he says this, I'm sorry, verse 46, he says this. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? This is one of those moments that you've got this crowd and they're around Jesus. They're loving Jesus. They're excited about Jesus. They feel like they're a part of the team. They see the signs and wonders. They see the miracles. They're amazed by his teaching. Oh, no one's ever taught like this. Who is this guy? This is incredible to hear him speak. Large crowds would gather. They'd see the signs. They'd see the wonders. They'd see the miracles. Eyes are growing back. Hands are growing back. Leprosy is leaving. He's raising the dead. Wow, this guy's amazing. And they all hang out and gather around Jesus. And then this is one of those moments that Jesus draws this line in the sand. And he looks at him and says, why do you call me Lord, Lord? Master. Why do you call me master? But you do not do what I say. Well, we love the show. We the miracles, never seen them. Wow. You're teaching, we're in. Captivating. You speak like no one's ever spoke. You speak with an authority we've not seen. We're in. We love what we see. Yeah. No, wait a minute. If you're going to call me Lord, Lord, you have to walk in obedience to what I say. Yeah, but we love the miracles. You're not getting it. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? Why do you call me master? Look what he says. And you do not do what I say. Church, what happens in 2022 if you truly see the word of God and obey? You just simply walk in obedience and you put everything through the filter of faith first. For faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. What happens if we build our faith to a place where everything comes through faith first? What did the Lord say? What does the truth say? What does the Bible say about this? Where are we at in this subject with the Bible? And we have to see it through faith first. How would your marriage be different if you did it through faith first? Husbands, are you loving your wives as Christ loved the church? Are you serving your wife? Are you honoring your wife? Are you encouraging and building your wife? Wives, are you honoring your husbands? Are you respecting your husbands? Are you in awe and wonder of your man? And do you speak into your man in that awe and that wonder? What happens if we did it through faith first? Parents, are we parenting our kids? Kids, are you honoring your parents? What happens when we did our finances faith first? What happens if we were at work on the job and we put our faith first, which means the Christian should be the best employee that company has? The believer is not the water cooler guy. The believer is not the gossip. The believer is not the lazy one. The believer, I'm going to push a button here. The believer is not the one who calls in sick when you're not sick. I walked out of Olean PD with all of my sick time intact. They even said, listen, you can, dude, I know you're out. You don't use sick time. You can probably use a couple days if you need a break. I said, I have not started that lie for 20, you know, for so many years. I'm not starting it on my way out. If you're not sick, now I'm meddling. Now you're mad. You'll be all right. Don't go fishing. If you got to say something and then hide from what you said, whoop, check it. One amen. You're on the team. Let's go. Here we go. But what happens if that becomes our year? And I didn't say this in the first service, so maybe you're just calling in sick. This is of the Lord. Pay attention to what's going on right now. Amen. But look at this. Look what he says here. This is so good. This is so good. Verse 47, everyone. Does that mean somebody's excluded? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. I love this. The Lord is saying, listen, many of you just say, Lord, Lord, but you really don't, you're not really that interested in what I say. Many of you say, Lord, Lord, but yet when it comes to rubber meets the road, when it comes to reality, you want to do it by your terms. This is what this is saying. Many of you say, Lord, Lord, until it's not convenient. Many of you say, Lord, Lord, until politics got in the way. Many of you say, Lord, Lord, until being culturally relevant came in the way. Many of you say, Lord, Lord, until popular view came in the way. Many of you say, Lord, Lord, until it's just no longer convenient, until it's like, now I'm going to do it my way. And Jesus, I love where Jesus draws a line in the sand and say, no, 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 you got to hear it. That's not how this works. What happens when our perspective goes from my way to say, no, my way has to be your way. No, my word has to be your way. No, wait, wait, wait. My opinion is only considered for one opinion, and that's his opinion. When I really want to say you are my Lord and you are my master and you are my Savior, and I've come to this place to know that you are God and I've surrendered to you, that means I've surrendered to you and I've made an agreement to do it your way. That means I can't do it on my terms. And that's what Jesus is saying here. You call me Lord, Lord, until you want to do it your way, until it's more convenient for you. But I want you to see there's a blessing to this. I want to give you the good news on this, because there's a promise to this. There's a promise to those who see the word and obey. Watch this. There's a promise to you. Watch this promise. I want you to hear it. If you really begin to say 2022, no matter what is going on in my life, I am putting faith first. I'm going to look through the lens of Christ as my nucleus first. I'm going to do it his way according to what he said. I'm going to remove my opinion. I'm going to remove family opinion. I'm going to remove popular opinion. I'm going to remove political opinion. I'm going to do it God's way. What does God say about this? I will put faith first, and everything will be filtered to this little narrow thing called faith. And in that, then it broadens, and there's a promise to this. And I love where Jesus draws a line in the sand. He said, listen, listen, watch this. Verse 47, everyone who comes to me hears my words and acts on them. That's obedience. I will show you whom he is like, for he is like a man building a house who dug deep. Highlight that, circle that, dug deep, laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred and the torrent burst against the house, that is the raging waters from the flood, and that house could not shake because it had been well built. I love this. You look at what it means to not be shaken. I will not be shaken. I will stand firm. Man, when this is taking place over here, and there's this tragedy from 2021, and I just didn't handle it well, and man, it just shook me, and I don't know what happened. I didn't have peace, and I didn't really walk in a place of faith, but 2022 is a different direction. Man, everything being fully committed comes through that lens of faith first, and I'm building my foundation for when, watch it, when the floods come, and when the wind picks up, and when that raging water begins to slam against my house, because I have dug deep, what? In the word. Because I've built my foundation on what? The word, Jesus Christ, who is my rock. Because I have done what he's told me to do and walk in obedience. God, I see it. I see what you say. I'm going to walk in obedience to it. If I hear you and walk in obedience, it is like I am digging deep a foundation. And when the floods come, not from 2021, but from 2022, when that unexpected takes place and those winds come, there you see me. When the winds die down, you see me standing firm and unshakable. Come on, amen. Will that be your 2022? This is what he says. If you dig deep, if you begin to get fully committed, if you see it according to his terms only, then you begin to identify things of the world quickly. If you're in high school, It's even starting younger now. If you're in college, and they want to teach you things that are not biblically accurate, you need to immediately identify that and say, no, that's not true. No, I know what the Word says about creation. I know what the Word says about male and female. I know what the Word says about heaven and hell. I know what the Word says about purpose. I know what the Word says about hard work. Because you've dug deep and you've laid a foundation on the truth of God's Word. And you understand it isn't my opinion that matters. It's His opinion that mine has to align with His and get refocused on His. And when I do that as a young person, as a young adult, then I can identify quickly the lies that the enemy is trying to sell. And then you can rest assured that when the flood comes and the wind comes and the waves comes and the torrent is trying to slam against the house, I will not be shaken. I will not be moved. This is an amazing promise. Jesus is very clear. He goes after strongly those who call Him Lord, Lord, but they're fake. They only want it on their terms. They only want it when it matches their opinion. No. If we call Him Lord, Lord, it's according to what He says. And that house could not shake. The floods couldn't shake it. The winds couldn't shake it. The torrent couldn't shake it. Popular opinion, hear it, couldn't shake it. Political opinion couldn't shake it. Being culturally relevant couldn't shake it. What happens when you become totally committed and everything? And this, please hear me, this could be a change for so many. Everything begins to be filtered through faith first. If you're a young adult and you're not yet married, this is huge for you. This is huge for you. You better filter through who you're going to date through faith first. You will marry someone you date. And if you're playing games with that, kick him to the curb. Kick her to the curb and say, it's time to live faith first. It's time to live faith first. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when the flood occurred and the torrent burst against that house, it could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted according is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and the torrent burst against it, and immediately it collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. Completely destroyed. Church, I'm asking that there be a change going into this 2022, that from where we were in 2021, in the unexpected and the things that we didn't ask for, the things that are out of our control, that immediately when they came up, we collapsed like a house of cards. What happens when we transfer it this year to say, no, it's time to do what Jesus said? There's a promise to walk in the obedience of His Word. There's a promise that everything comes through faith first. There's a promise of when Jesus is the nucleus and I'm fully committed to that, and everything in decisions that I make come through Jesus first. There's a promise that when the unexpected take place and when it doesn't go as I had planned, when the dust settles, there I will be. Chest out. Head back. Strong in spirit and fearless. Because I see that I was not shaken. That's a promise. you look at Matthew 6, and we'll close with this, and we'll finish this next week. If you turn to Matthew 6, please. This is great. This is verse 27. And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? Isn't that the truth? And you who, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life? And why are you worried about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin. Yet I say to you that not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into a furnace, will he not much more clothe you? Watch what he says. You of little faith. What happens, please hear me, what happens if the worries of 2022 get filtered through our faith? Because you could, if you're one who sits in front of the TV and gets just, you're like a sponge to the news, you will be filled with worry. If you're one who spends more time on the internet and more time on your phone than you do building your faith, you will be filled with worry. What happens when you take worry and you begin to filter it through faith? And this is, you got to hear what Jesus is saying here. Jesus is saying, if you live in this place of worry, Jesus says you lack faith. Wouldn't it just be easy? Wouldn't you love if worry just was easy? Wouldn't it just be great to just take Philippians 4:4 and say, be anxious for nothing in all things, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Piece of cake. High five, God. I'm not worried about nothing. Come on. This is one of those difficult things. This is one of those astonishing statements that the Lord makes. Sean, you're not called to worry. Yeah, but Lord, did you know that this... Yeah, right? Like, I don't know, Sean, you're not called to worry. Yeah, but what about this? I didn't see this one coming. I know, but Sean, you're not called to worry. I know, but God, this took place. Yeah, Sean, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but what about, no, I know. And you're telling me that I'm not supposed to worry? Man, I wish that was easier said than done. But when you, please hear me, church, in 2022, if you would begin to take your worry and put it through faith first, and then you take the Lord at his word. I don't want to have little faith when I have a year that I have high expectations. I can't function from a place of high expectations if the Lord is looking at me saying, Sean, why are you worried? You have little faith. No, but God, I got high expectations. Okay, but you're functioning from little faith. No, but I got high expectations. Oh, you have little faith. Well, watch this. When you take, here's the big test. When you take your level of worry, you can look at your level of faith. When I begin to be in a place of worry, I begin to check where my faith is. And I love what Jesus says here. Watch. Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Matthew 6 in the Lord's Prayer says, he knows what you need before you even ask it. And it's okay to have these conversations. Yeah, but God, what about, yeah, I know. I know, but Lord, this was a big one. I didn't see this one coming. Yeah, I know. But God, there was an accident that took place. Yeah, I know. But what about the financial burden? Yeah, I know. What about this over here? Yeah, I know. Sean, I know. Where's your faith? Why are you worried? And Jesus is like, Sean, you have little faith. And then he goes into verse 33. But seek first his kingdom. But seek first his kingdom. But seek first his kingdom. If we are going to put Jesus as our center and the nucleus, and the Word of God as the nucleus, and faith first, and everything comes through, but seek first his kingdom. Seek, it means to pursue. It means to go after. It means to desire. And the word kingdom, it means his reign and his rule. But seek, pursue, go after his rule. Go after his reign. Go after the authority that he's been given to us. But there's a word in the middle of that. I want you to see this. But seek, pursue, go after that authority. Go after his rule. Go after his reign. But it has to be, watch it, it has to be first. But seek first. Pursue first. And this word first, it screams priority. Watch this. It actually means seek before. What happens, please hear this, this is so good. What happens when you put his authority, and what happens when you put his rule, and what happens when you put his reign before? When that comes before your worry, when that comes before that circumstance, when that comes before, where do we go first? Church, where have we gone first? When something goes wrong, when there's a tragedy, when it's unexpected, when there's a burden, when something went wrong, where do we go first? Do we go first to worry? Do we go first to complaining? Do we go first to the bottle? Do we go first to the addiction? Do we go first to bad counsel? What in our life have we put before his authority? If you catch this, this is changing you. If you catch this, 2022 will not be the same. Where did you go before? What came first? Jesus Christ has to be the first call. The Word has to be the first call. Faith has to go first. Oh, you have a little faith. Sean, you're not walking in faith. Sean, you put this before you came to me. Sean, you went there before you came to me. Sean, you tried to do this your way before you came to me. I love this. But pursue, go after his reign and his authority over your situation before you go anywhere else, before you go to anywhere else. Don't seek the counsel of man before you've sought the counsel of God. So many times when things aren't going the way I would love them to go, or I am in a situation, or I am in a circumstance, man, you go to your knees first. And you go to worship first, and you put things back into a perspective and back into just removing all of the distractions, saying, God, I'm coming to you before I go anywhere else, and I'm on my knees and I'm on my face, or I'm before you in worship, and I'm just realigning myself with you first. Because I know that you and your authority can accomplish what you've said to do. Come on, just bow your heads just for a moment and we'll close. And we'll finish this next week. But wherever you were in 2021, wherever you're at right now, you might already know. Man, I've got a heck of a year. You may already know, man, this is a year that's going to be full of decisions. This is a year that's going to be full of change. This is a year that I know that I'm going to have to fight for faith. This is a year that I know I'm going to have to stand my ground. This is a year that I know I'm going to have to battle. What happens if right now you said it's time to change? Please hear me. Please hear me. For every change, there has to be a choice. Anytime you decide to make a change, you have to make a choice, and it's up to you. I will choose to put my faith first. I will choose that every decision I make is through the lens of the scripture. I will choose that Christ is the nucleus and everything in me being fully committed to him has to come through him. My marriage will go through him. My finances will go through him. My parenting will go through him. My job will go through him. My worry will be through faith first. Any decision that you have this year that you know about already has to go through faith first. Father, we just ask just in this moment right here, Lord, if there's anything that we know that we got things out of order, that we went to worry before we went to faith, Lord, we went to stress and concern and worry before we gave it to you. God, we went to the world before we went to you. Lord, what is it that we need to rearrange today? Say it's time. It's time. Everything in our world is going through faith first. It's time for a change. And this year when the winds pick up, and this year when the waves begin to get bigger, there can be this. I love this. With your eyes closed, please see it. When you see the wind picking up, when you see the waves begin to pick up, there's this faith-filled smile that comes to your spirit. You can rage all you want. And your waves can slam against me. But I have dug deep this year. I have built my foundation on Christ. So wind you can pick up. A wave you can slam. But I will not be shaken. And there is the smile that comes to your spirit to say, God, you've got this. From here forward, my life goes through faith first. And if you don't know Christ as Savior and Lord, today can be your day. That you would just be, I need Jesus. I need Christ. I need to be forgiven. I need to repent from my sin. The Bible is so clear. All have sinned and fall short. And that sin, it is equal to death. We all deserve that had it not been for the intervention of God in Christ, that Jesus Christ got in the way of death by putting himself on a cross because he so desperately loves you. And it's the understanding of the work of the cross and the blood was shed for you, and that we would repent and turn from sin and believe in Jesus only. Jesus died for me. And I believe in Christ and I trust in him. Cannot do it myself. Cannot earn it. Do not deserve it. But it is through the precious love of Jesus. And I'm all in. I'm committed. Lord, we make decisions in these moments that change our direction. God, by your Spirit, please move in this place as we close and as we sing a song. That we just begin to turn our eyes towards you. In Jesus' name. Come on, church, if we could just stand up, please. If anybody needs prayer, please. We want to pray over you today. If you're sick, we want to anoint you with oil and believe that God will heal. If you just want to talk more Jesus, we love to talk Jesus. If you want to learn more about the cross and the work of salvation, please talk to us about Jesus. Talk to us about Jesus. If you're like, it's time to put my worry to bed, And it's time to function through a place of faith, and you want prayer over that. We want to pray for you. Come on, Miss.